shoes on some fly ass fashion. Smooth when I move and the style so classic. So dude, give me room while I ride right past. Just a cool little dude with some fly ass glasses. New pair of shoes on some fly ass fashion. Smooth when I move and the style so classic. So dude, give me room while I ride right past. I'm not your ordinary rapper, Rap Man Gioni. Back from my sabbatical to shake you out your shackles. I'm standing on your shingles, just bringing you the best of the present. I'm Kris Kringle. I got it in the bag. Why they worried about they single? I'm thinking about my vocals and how to make the people see clear like bifocals of Coke bottle shape, like the ones on my face. While they face the other way, eyes on another page, and I've come a long way to keep my focus intact.
All right, all the way from Kansas City, it's Greg Enemy with us.
What up?
In the studio. My name's Richard, and thanks for tuning in. Greg is an artist from Kansas City who's recently been playing in Lawrence a little bit. Yep. Here and there, coming up on a show also Saturday at the Bottleneck. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about where you come from, Greg?
All right. Yeah, my name is Greg Enemy. Born and raised in Kansas City. Rapper, producer, all-around swell guy.
So says Greg.
Yeah. I'm also like a visual artist. And yeah, I just try to do a little bit of everything, really. Been performing. I was originally in a group throughout high school called the Renegades. So I've been performing for pretty much that long. I stopped rapping with the group like in 2006 and just like kind of quit altogether.
Label issues, you know, money.
Not even that. I kind of got bored with it.
I'm just being kidding.
Like, you know, being at like the Kansas City scene is so. I don't want to like say anything negative, but it's not as open to new talent. I think it was kind of hard for us to like break out of doing, you know, talent shows and stuff, and it kind of started to wear on me, so I just stopped doing it until I released my EP in September last year.
Right on. What was that called?
Greg Enemy EP.
All right. And recently you have a new project out as well, right?
Yes. Last February, me and Stick Figure released an EP called Babylon, and we'll play some of that stuff also. And me and artists from KC, Dutch Newman, are working on an EP right now called Dutch and Greg Make an EP. You want to hear it?
It's all in the title.
Yep.
Yep. Well, this is the first song I heard by you, actually. It's called Fly Ass Glasses. And yeah, is it? And there it is. So what kind of glasses were you talking about in that song?
This pair that I'm wearing on my face right now that I like actually stole them from thrift store.
Wait a second.
Yeah, like that's a fact that kind of goes unrecognized, but I totally just five-finger discounted them.
How'd that work?
I don't know. I just was in there with a couple of people, you know. It was all in different corners, so can't keep an eye on all of us. But yeah.
Now, I hope it wasn't like the Social Service League.
Nah, nothing like that. No,
because you know they'll just give it to you if you ask nicely.
Yeah, nothing like that. But I didn't have the small amount of money, a little bit of money to actually buy.
So, on a related note, how do you feel about illegal downloading, Greg? Since you get all your gear with a 5-finger discount,
not all of it, but. Illegal downloading. I'm actually like one of the few people that kind of embrace it. Like, for the most part, all of my releases thus far and probably in the future will be free download. So I'm kind of embracing the fact that people are going to illegally download it anyway.
And you can just get it by going to your MySpace page.
Right.
Get the whole thing. Bam. Snap.
Yeah, so I'm
get some pop-ups on your computer and a shiny new disc in your iPod.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's kind of foolish to try to fight it because people are going to do it. People have been doing it. So, you know, give it to them for free anyway.
Cool. Can you give us a little introduction to the song we're listening to right now?
Okay, this song is called The Protocol. It's going to be on my next solo project, which I'm not even sure when it's going to be finished. I'm shooting towards sometime toward the end of the summer. It's going to be called A Little Bit of Daylight, and this is the first single from that. It's called The Protocol.
Do your dance right there. Yeah, I know the protocol.
Put your hands in the air.
Yeah, I know the protocol.
Never heard of you. Cut your murder every booth you step in and every stage you be on. And square is my theme song. And glasses make me have to reevaluate the LASIK. Top 10 make me have to switch some rappers out they places. And basically, that's all I'm trying to do. Bass will make you bass. Watch me hook them with a line or two. If they still ain't got a clue, guess that means it's time for me to prove how every single rhyme of mine will probably make you move. Cause I just thought you ought to know. The flow is oxycontin cause the content is dope. Really just trying to beautify minds. John Forbes mad, so you better watch for brainstorms in the forecast. And while you're doing that, make sure that you do your dance. And when I say hands up, I need to see every hand. And give yourself a hand, now you're in the know. See the game get hella easy when you playing with the code.
People in the building from the front to the back. If you unsure and don't know how to act,
folks to the left, I show y'all the protocol.
And all my folks to the right,
I show y'all the protocol.
Yeah, you keep it moving like that.
Just a couple of rules to get the people on track.
Do your dance right there.
Yeah, I know the protocol.
Put your hands in the air. Yeah, I know the protocol.
Some pretty club banging production right
yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How would you describe your style? I mean, as far as producer and maybe then also as a rapper.
The easiest way to describe my style is, like, not too full of myself. Like, I'd like to, like, if you ever seen me at a show or somewhere, like, I'd like to have fun. So, like, a lot of my production style and my, like, lyrical style is about, like, just having fun. Like, not being too serious or overly dramatic. And it's a lot, speaking of my production style, I would say is, me just trying to explore lots of different sounds. Like, I don't like to try to be pegged in one particular style. So, like, the EP I did, my solo one, sounds completely different from the one I did with Stick, and it's going to sound completely different from the one I'm doing with Dutch. Like, I'm always trying to, like, be formless with my production.
Cool. And, I mean, how did you come to start, you know, writing lyrics and, you know, performing?
Probably, like, when I was, like, 10 or 11. Like, I had a lot of older cousins that was into, like, you know, everything from, like, UGK or, you know, Crucial Conflict or, you know, Jay-Z, The Roots, Common, everything. So, like, I would kind of, like, sneak off and, you know, listen to their CDs while nobody's looking. And my older cousin, Kristen, we used to actually, like, do the old school, you know, like, before you could just look the lyrics up. We used to actually, like, sit there and, like, do the pause and, like, play to, like, write the lyrics out. Like, that's what we used to do with a lot of the old songs. And I like to tell people, like, the first person that ever, like, taught me how to rap is Busta Rhymes. Because I used to do a lot of his songs like that, and I learned how to formulate 16 bars, hook, you know, all that stuff from Busta Rhymes songs.
So you learned a lot of his lyrics, like, word for word. And that's kind of interesting because, like, you know, rock music types, you know, they'll usually start out by playing other people's material, you know, cover band or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of rappers probably just kind of just go, you know, they start writing their notebook and they go.
Pretty much, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Did you feel like you, you know, had to put in some time, like, you know, dress rehearsal before you kind of...
I don't know. Like, it was just kind of like a natural thing for me to go from learning how to write out a verse from, like, the other rappers, and then using that formula to go off and, like, try to actually write my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It was just kind of like a natural progression for
me. You still a big Busta Rhymes fan?
Yeah. I still put him in my top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't condone some of the recent foolishness, like the A-Rap money or whatnot, but. But yeah, Busta Rhymes is still awesome.
Cool. Well, let's check out a little bit more music. Right. What's the title of this one?
This is Square. This is another song off my EP called Square.
The dapper whippersnapper has arrived, so evacuate the scene. I used to walk around with my head down, staring at my feet and blaming on my kicks being fly. Now I look to the sky and I say to myself, I never play myself cause I stay myself.
You did,
I heard that. They running out of names. They calling me a weirdo, calling me plain. But I ain't even tripping, I'm staying in my lane. If you were this cool, you'd probably do the same. If they calling you a square, calling you a square, calling you a square. They calling you a square, put your hands in the air and say we don't even care.
Bit of a throwback kind of beat there.
Yeah.
But that's like something that's been coming back a little bit is real simplicity.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you know?
Like, I think that's the one thing that ties all of my productions together. Like, is it's always an element of simplicity.
Right.
Like, I never try to make it, like, way too complex.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you feel about, like, when I think of, like, ambitious and complex, I think Kanye or, you know,
yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, like I mean, I like what they do and I'm like really influenced by it, but for the most part when you hear stuff that I make, it's really, I don't want to call it like too simplistic or basic, but it's always that element of like it's not so overly dramatic and it's not too much going on. It's easy to just listen to.
Right on. So you I've noticed you've been performing with a group called Young Lions.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's, you know, more of a kind of a official group or whatnot, but maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's more like a collective, and not even like anything official. It's just actually MC Reach from KC was putting on a show called The Young Lions, and it's basically just finally getting a lot of the younger hip hop artists some face time.
Because,
mm-hmm. like I said, you know, like the KC scene is kind of hard for young dudes to try to break in. With like a lot of the, you know, the reigning figures still.
And you're not talking about Tech N9ne. You're just
talking
about like.
No, I'm talking about like, like your Seth Cruz or, like, you know, Approach or something like that. Which like, yeah. and Reach, like they do a lot to try to bring out the young guys because there's like a whole slew of us. But, but like, yeah, like that was just one of the things that Reach was doing to get a lot of the guys my age in front of some people.
Right on. So, and you are 21?
Yes, sir.
Right on. How's that feel?
It doesn't really feel any different, to
What'd
be honest.
What'd you do for your 21st birthday?
I didn't do jack. Like, because like, I don't smoke or drink or do any drugs or anything, so it's not that different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You could start now that you're 21.
Very true. Very true. But, yeah. I mean, I got a song called Square, so I can't really do that. But
it's true. It's like being, you know, straight edge band. You can't go, you know, get drunk at the show.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, I mean, so it was never really like a big deal to me because of that. But, I mean, I could go into clubs now. I could do 21 and up shows now.
Sure.
Which is pretty much the only draw.
Right on. Let's get a little bit more music. This one right here.
This is actually my self-titled song, Greg Enemy, from the EP, entitled Greg Enemy by Greg Enemy.
So. Hold up. What's good, my dude? You see, I'm trying to show ya. I just stay cool and keeping my composure. And I ain't got to prove how I got it sewn up. You ain't know, bro. I'm trying to told ya. My name, G-R-E-G Enemy. You feeling me? G-R-E-G Enemy.
Yeah, you feeling me?
G-R-E-G Enemy.
You're killing me.
G-R-E-G Enemy.
You're killing me.
My only real enemy would be my inner me. On the inside, my cricket isn't very Gemini. Legit with my mission of being different, although some days I find it hard for me to be feeling me. And I would never say I'm a genius in skinny jeans, but geez, I don't see what is seen off in their scene. Indeed, I'm in the league perpendicular to niggas over there. It's all in my genes. You see, my father cuts hair for a living. That's what sets me apart. I was born to fade niggas, line them up and stay sharp. Mama worked the post office, so I always put push the envelope, put my stamp on it. My delivery is kinda dope. They would say I'm very good, looking great up in the face. Shake the foundation, make the comfortable resituate. On my way to excellence, as long as ain't no hindrance. You never heard of something so heavy come from a featherweight. Hold up, what's good, my dude? You see, I'm trying to show ya.
Is that true about your dad cutting hair?
Yeah.
Mom
yeah.
worked at the post office.
Yep, very true.
Where'd your dad cut hair?
Oh, he cuts hair. He still does it to this day. Down at a shop in the city. It's like on 27th in Indiana. I'm doing hella plugs right now.
Yeah, but, that's all right.
But yeah, like he's been a barber for as long as I've been alive. So
right on. Has that played into your hands as far as, you know, getting some haircuts, or do you try
well,
and keep those things separate?
Well, I've never paid for a haircut in my life, so that was one of the pluses. But I don't know, like I think everyone in my family has always done something with their hands. So like I think that's what drew me to like doing visual arts. Like I paint and I draw and stuff like that. So like it was just kinda like a natural thing.
Are you doing any like school right now?
Nah. None.
Not for
zero.
Not for you.
Man, I'm too lazy. Like I know I like to tell people that it's just me being mature, like, yo, I'm not gonna do school. I know I'm not gonna do it. Like I know I'm just gonna like blow it off. So yeah, I'm just telling people like I wouldn't do it. If I was in it, I promise you I would not do any work. So like so it's not so I'm just not gonna go and waste anybody's time or money.
Right on. Cool. Well, it's awesome you brought all this tunes with us. Are any of these kind of new or are most of these out there?
Most of them are out there. It's just stuff from my EP, me and Sticks EP. I got one song on there from me and Dutch's upcoming EP.
What is it about Stick and Stick Figure and mm-hmm. Dutch Newman that you know hit it off?
I don't know. Like whenever I'm working with someone, it's usually like if I get the feeling that I'm comfortable like doing a lot of work with them, then I'll just do it. Like, and like one of the things that drew me to Stick is like when I first start coming to Lawrence, like not even as a performer, people always got me confused with him or thought there was some kind of similarities with me and him. And I've always been a fan of his. So like it was almost like why shouldn't we? Like we already have a lot of similarities. We already have like similar styles. I'm trying to make a name for myself. You have an established name. Let's just link up and do something.
Right on.
And pretty much the same thing with Dutch Newman. Because he's a well-known figure in the KC scene. So he's kind of a younger dude like me. So it just kind of made sense for us to do something together.
And you're in KC these days. You have been. All your life?
All my life.
Right on. So what are your, you know, opinions on Kansas City and the tightness of the hip-hop community versus Lawrence?
I don't know. Like a lot of people ask me, like, if I could talk about the KC and the Lawrence scenes. My opinion on the KC scene is there needs to be a little more unification. Like with the older generation and the younger dudes coming out, and with like just everybody who's doing anything musically, like there's a lot of people like off to their separate corners doing their separate thing, mm-hmm. which is kind of keeping it, you know, limited.
Are you talking within like hip-hop or just bigger picture?
Hip-hop and like bigger picture, like yeah. I think there just needs to be a whole lot of people like you guys doing this over here should link up with y'all doing this over here, and y'all could come up with something bigger than, you know, mm-hmm. what you could have done.
What are some of the more like impressive or, you know, successful collaborations you've seen lately amongst people?
Man, I don't know.
Like, we'll let you think on that while we
yeah.
jam this one a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it's just this is just instrumental of a. Of what you're talking about from the Babylon EP.
Kind of has like a reggae thing going on a little bit.
I had no idea what I was doing with that beat. Matter of fact, like I think I made it like a day before like we started really working together. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I just like came up with something in the shower. You got to hear it. And I just like made it all and just let them hear it.
What are your tools? What do you use at home? To?
I use the cheapest of the cheapest of the cheapest equipment and Fruity Loops. And a whole lot of records.
Right on. Yeah. So you do some sampling.
Yeah.
Direct sampling.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of I'm pretty either one or the other. I do a lot of really, really dope sample based beats, and I do a lot of really dope, just like the simplistic, you know, drums. Like just hard hitting drums and some small synthesized instrumentation. Just keeping it simple or going and doing some sample-based stuff.
Right on. So who are some of your favorites, like, these days as far as producers or lyricists?
Like, I don't listen to too much anything new for the most part. Like, my favorite producer is probably J Dilla. And then it goes, like, Just Blaze, Neptunes. Just stuff like that, like and for the most part, you can hear a lot of it in the stuff that I do, a lot of my influences. But yeah, I'm mostly influenced by like you know Outkast, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul.
So what do you think of like Lil Wayne?
But that's the thing. Like people usually hear me say that, and then ask me that question that you just asked. And I love Lil Wayne, and like I love T-Pain, and I love all of that stuff. Like because when I was growing up. Although I did listen to, you know, like, the Commons and the Roots and stuff like that, I also was a really big fan of, like, No Limit and Cash Money and Juvenile and early Lil Wayne stuff. So, like, it's both in me. So, I like it all. Love Lil Wayne.
Do you come across people who have that, you know, diverse sort of appreciation?
Really one-sided with a lot of people who I talk to. Like, they either, like, really die hard, you know, all I listen to is Gangstar and Black Moon, like, that hip-hop stuff. Yeah. Then you get the other crowd that's into the more, you know, the pop hip-hop stuff.
And then there's the ICP crowd, and we won't even go there.
Yeah, I don't even have any kind of opinion on that stuff.
All right. So we got another smell here?
Yeah. This is Funky Fresh.
Funky Fresh. So how much of a goal is it to produce for other people as opposed to, you know, working your
keeping
own
self-contained
stuff? Yeah.
I'm really focused on doing a lot of my own stuff. But like one of the big goals for this year specifically was to work with a whole lot of people, which like has been happening. Like every time someone hears of me, they always like, man, we got to do some work together. So I'm like, my laundry list is like a mile long right now. But yeah, I mean, it's a big goal for me to get a lot of production work on a whole lot of people's projects. So I just got to find the time to do it.
Yeah. What else do you do when you're not making music besides painting?
I don't know, man. I like to read books and stuff like that. And I've also taken up Hulu.com and watching all kind of shit.
You can watch all three seasons of Arrested Development.
Yes,
now.
Like several times. Yeah, I'm on that, watching The Office, watching House.
All that just, you know, just staying informed.
Yeah, man. Like
knowing things you need to know to write your rhymes.
I don't have any cable. I don't have any television in my house, so that's all I watch.
It's becoming obsolete, man.
Yeah, man. I don't really need it nowadays, but and if I'm not doing that, I'm like playing, you know, Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo.
What are your favorite Sega Genesis games? You're like the third person this week that's told me about Sega Genesis. What man, is it about Sega?
Like, all right, I don't know. For me, like, growing up, me and my brothers, we always was like a year behind on any system that came out. So, like, while everybody else was playing Super Nintendo and stuff, like, the better quality, like, we was all still playing Sega. I mean, because we didn't have all that yet. But, I mean, I love Sega from back then. And so I went and got one. And so I'm, like, playing Vector Man and stuff like that, which is awesome. I don't have, like, a little known fact, I don't have anything in my house, like, any game system that came out past 1999. Like, it's all that and back.
That was the apex right
there.
Yeah,
like, I don't, like, I have no desire to play a 360 or a Wii or any of that.
Well, that'd require exercise.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah. Who has time for that? Playing video games. Let me dumb out in front of a screen and sit for a long period of time.
Yet here we are talking about your love for Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
All right, so I think this one is getting underway. What is it?
This is Caked Up. I think this might be instrumental too. Just the instrumental, but I got the real song on there too. From the Babylon.
Caked up, all my niggas caked, all my niggas caked up, all my niggas caked, all my deal money rolls till our thumbs get the paper cut. Wanna know the time, better clock us.
So what's the lowdown on the show that's happening at the Bottleneck?
Oh, that,
Saturday.
That is put on by KJ HK, called Move. It's with me, Stick Figure, Spence, and Johnny Quest and Miles Bonney, and I believe Tiger Style, the B-Boy crew is going to be doing their thing. Also,
yeah. There haven't been any B-boy competitions here like there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of fell off the map.
Yeah.
A couple years back, at least in Lawrence. I'm sure there's still plenty of places in Kansas City.
Man, they just...
Where it's rocking.
They just, like, go to shows and just do their thing anyway.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't really, you know.
You don't need to, like, book them for anything. They'll just go and do it.
Yeah. So, you know, in Lawrence we have KJ, you know, playing some hip-hop and stuff. What do you listen to in Kansas City? You ever listen to 107.3?
Nah. I totally never, ever, ever listened to the radio. Like, ever.
But you have admitted to liking some pretty mainstream stuff.
Yeah, like the thing, like, that's, I like it, but, like, I mean, I can't really, I don't like the radio for some reason. Like, I mean
it does, you know,
It kind of, like, I'd rather, like, listen to, like, a podcast or something like that. As opposed to, like, the radio.
Yeah, just trying to throw compliments my way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by, man, bringing the music.
Yeah, man, no doubt.
I think, you know, you're going to have a busy year with everybody lighting up your phone.
I already
trying
know
to get
it,
on the horn with you. What is the plan for 09?
09, the big plan is to do as many shows as possible, work with as many people as possible, and just put out a product, put out several products that I'm proud to put my name on.
Like a ShamWow or something?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Diversify the portfolio.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I guess that one's already taken. But.
Man, I wouldn't want to be the ShamWow dude. So you heard about...
I did.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, that's kind of foolish to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's really any way to defend it. Yeah,
absolutely not.
It's not like there's like another side to the story. It's just bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that it's the ShamWow dude.
Have you ever used a ShamWow?
Nah, man, but I hear they're excellent cloths. Like they're, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. If you weren't making hip-hop records, what would you be doing?
I would...
With your life, if you weren't... I guess you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would probably...
In the business world, what kind of guy do you see yourself as?
I don't know, man. Like, before, I mean, earlier this year, like, I had been working at, like, Kansas City Police Station for, like, 3 years. Like, that was my job after high school.
Really?
Yeah. So, but...
What did you do?
Just front desk clerk work.
Hmm. Did it ever get crazy, or was it... No.
Not really. Like, unfortunately, like, everybody always expects me to have, like, really awesome stories about stuff that happened. But I worked at, like, the South Station, and nothing goes on down there.
Mm.
It's just a gang of accidents. Like, nothing but...
It wasn't people. Like Reno 911 or anything?
Nah, unfortunately.
Man.
I hate not having good stories about it, but it was not that eventful.
That's why you quit, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It was... Nah, I won't get into why I quit. It was actually, like...
You sure?
Yeah. Some people didn't like me very much, so...
Well, it is obviously I haven't heard you rap.
Of course not.
So...
That would change a lot of opinions,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. All right, dude. Can you give us a little closing thought on this song that we're going to go out with here?
Oh, yeah. This is What You're Talking About, by the good homie Stick Figure. On our EP that came out not too long ago. I don't know what else.
All right. Thanks for coming by, Greg. We'll see you Saturday.
Cool. Yo, can I get some shout outs real fast?
Yeah, especially since that song just ended.
Yeah, like,
you may as well.
I didn't know how to wrap it up with the song wrapping up. But yeah, I'd give a shout out to the homie Craig Smith, homie Chief Wack Hill, Dutch Newman, the Phantom, Attila, Stick Figure, King Real. Just a whole lot of the dudes that I like to work with. It was my homies. Also shout out to Miss Delight. And yeah, I think that's it.
I'd like to shout out the Chicago Bulls, who just won a playoff game.
Word, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Gangster. Man, it's funny because I've been like watching like a whole lot of old Jordan highlights. And I'm like, man, why the Bulls suck so bad nowadays? But I guess I'm getting proved wrong.
Yeah, they'll probably prove you right in time, but
I know, but like, you know, yeah. It's good to hold on some hope.
Well, hey, Derrick Rose in there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Word, man.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Yeah. Peace. Add request. Now tell me, do you really think he rapping fresh? Point, click, add request. Yeah, everybody right. My style ain't hooding up. Can't recall the days in the kitchen I was cooking up. Lost a few friends in the block, wasn't looking up. I guess simply making it out, I wasn't good enough. But I'm a brother from a town full of factories. They invade homes, cops shoot without asking. See, everybody's trying to place blame for the casualty. Your bishop made it glass, so it's easier to shatter dream. Since they're asking me for my opinion, cause truth be told, I really ain't nobody different. Not to mention, won't nobody listen until you blow up. And I don't even know what I want to be when I grow up, bro. Don't even risk it, who knows what they might say. They probably say you're lame, both they know that you're lightweight, huh? Keep it real, you ain't never gonna find fame. You really ain't nobody but a guy with a MySpace. So point, click, add request. Now tell me, do you really think he rap the best? Point, click, add request. Point, click, add request. Point, click, add request. Now tell me, do you really think he rapping fresh? Point, click, add request. Point, click, add request. All day long, man. I mean, I'm opening emails. I'm just trying to figure out what's real, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to be the next Soulja Boy. You know? I want to be the next internet superstar. For real. So just let me know. www.myspace.com/STIKFIGA. And let me know. Greg Enemy. Stick Figure. We done.